From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama will continue his push for stricter gun controls during a visit to Connecticut today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's an effort to keep the pressure on Congress as lawmakers return from their Easter recess.
Speaking at the University of Hartford, the president will urge lawmakers to approve what the White House calls common sense measures to prevent gun violence. Connecticut's legislature passed its own package of gun control bills last week in response to the Sandy Hook school shooting, in which 20 young children were killed. As he did in Colorado last week, the president will highlight the state's action and urge Washington lawmakers to follow Connecticut's example. Despite widespread public support, a proposal to require background checks for all gun purchases remains in doubt in Congress. A handful of Republicans are promising a filibuster, and some Democrats are getting cold feet in the face of strong opposition from the gun lobby. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Political leaders around the world are remembering the late Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Britain. David Cameron says she was one of the best that Britain has had, and White House Secretary Jay Carney praises Thatcher as a champion of liberty and a true friend of the U.S.
She forged an important special relationship with her counterpart in President Reagan, and she was an unapologetic supporter of the transatlantic alliance.
But one of Thatcher's most controversial acts as prime minister was engaging in the Falkland Wars with Argentina. And NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports that reactions to her death on the islands she defended and the country she fought against have been radically different.
One islander referred to Margaret Thatcher as our Winston Churchill for her role in expelling Argentinian forces who invaded the British island territory in 1982. The chairman of the Falklands 8-member legislative assembly called it a day of great sadness and said a memorial will be held. In Argentina, the leading daily Clarín gloated that Thatcher had ended her days with senile dementia and had, quote, suffered the ravages of too many gin and tonics. Tensions between the United Kingdom and Argentina are again on the rise. President Cristina Kirchner is vocally pushing for her country to assume sovereignty over the Falklands, though a recent referendum showed overwhelming support for remaining a British territory. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.
Thatcher will receive a full ceremonial funeral with military honors at St. Paul's Cathedral. She died in London today from a stroke at the age of 87. One of the most popular and famous Mouseketeers has died. Annette Funicello died today at the age of 70. She suffered for more than 2 decades with multiple sclerosis. Funicello was just 13 when she gained fame on the Mickey Mouse Club and later went on to sing on several albums and starred in several movies in the early 60s with Frankie Avalon. Preliminary close on Wall Street, positive territory, the Dow up 48, the Nasdaq up 18. This is NPR. Trial is underway in New Hampshire as the state takes on ExxonMobil in its lawsuit over the oil giant's use of the gas additive MTBE. Exxon says New Hampshire is looking for money and a scapegoat. The state is seeking hundreds of millions of dollars to detect and remediate groundwater contaminated with that chemical. It's the longest state trial in New Hampshire history. The Joint Commission that accredits hospitals is recommending that steps be taken to reduce the number of alarms that go off in patient areas. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, the commission says all the beeps and buzzing can distract caregivers and endanger patients.
The Joint Commission points to federal findings that identify more than 560 alarm-related deaths in hospitals. Alarms are found on numerous medical devices. They're intended to alert caregivers of potential problems. But because there are so many, caregivers can actually suffer from what the commission calls noise fatigue, where doctors and nurses inadvertently ignore the sounds, even when there's a real patient emergency, and that can delay treatment and harm patients. The commission calls for better management of medical device alarms and recommends hospitals take an inventory of all alarms, note where they're located, and determine whether they're really necessary for patient care. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The country's biggest maker of baby food is facing a lawsuit from environmental groups over the amount of lead in the food. A trial is being held in a California courtroom today on whether Gerber Products, Del Monte Foods, Beech Nut Nutrition, and many other baby food makers should put warning labels on products sold in California. But lawyers for the food company say the amount of lead is below the level that requires a warning. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.